What do you do when you discover that you're someone ghost-like to communicate with? You're just easy to talk to. It's one of those things that in life we have friends that tell us this, family members that may tell us this, if you are one of those people. But what about when it's the dead that are telling you this? That you're just easy. You're just easy to communicate with. No one else seems to hear me or see me, but you. You are the conduit of choice for getting those messages from the dead to the living. Unfortunately, the choice in that matter is not always made by the living. It's more so the dead going, this one works! This one works! We're going to use this one whether they like it or not. And that's quite often what we see. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we have several stories of the living being used to communicate messages from the deceased. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's pretty benign. It's like, what do you want? I really can't figure out what it is you're trying to get through to me. Just as sometimes with the living, you feel that way going, what do you want? What are you trying to tell me?
Nothing.
Yeah. The dead can be just as indecisive as the living sometimes. We're going to hear about a couple who encounters frigid temperatures and entities wreaking havoc with the electronics in a haunted house late at night. Also, when a grandfather passes, he makes one final stop to take his grandson home from school and deliver an enduring message of love for him and the family. Also, what do you do when you find yourself to be that conduit of choice for the dead to convey their messages to the living? Multiple entities speaking through one person. One listener has far more questions than answers. Those stories and more in EPP bonus episode number 270. Right here, Real Ghost Stories Online. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. When we get rid of a haunting or alleviate a haunting, getting rid of a haunting is kind of an assumption that I think a lot of us make, that if we stop the activity in a location, that it's gone. It's just boom, thin air. It has evaporated. It has deteriorated into nothing. And it's not going to harm anyone ever again, right? That's the assumption. If the tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, does it make noise? Just because you may not be experiencing the haunting anymore, it does not necessarily mean that the haunting has truly ended. That's something to think about when ridding a home of a ghost. And in fact, in our next story, the authors have that very experience. It gets very turbulent, very distraught emotions in a house while the family's going through some rough times with some medical issues. But they find a way to get rid of the spirit. They get it out of the home. Only to find out where that spirit landed is not so far away. It had a devastating impact on others. Take a listen. I'll start by saying me and my wife have been doing paranormal research and investigations for about 15 years now and are no strangers to things following us home from locations and having occasions where we experience something paranormal at home. But this is among one of the most extreme instances where something aggressively made itself known. So with all that said, I'll get on with it. This was a pretty normal weeknight for us. We came back home from dinner, went up to our room on the top floor of the two-story house we were staying in. We were at that time visiting with my mother to help out around the house because she's ill, and on this occasion my mother was in the hospital for several nights after a surgery she had, so the house was completely empty at the time. So we came home, went upstairs, and the rest of the house was quiet. No TVs on, no lights, just quiet. As we were getting ready for bed, we both had a feeling of dread. But put it aside, because as sensitives and paranormal investigators, this was not uncommon. We lay down and started to fall asleep, and both were woken up to a very loud bang. It happened once, and we kind of ignored it, but then it happened even louder a second time. And we were both really caught off guard and shaken up. So I got up to check the area where we heard the bang and noticed it was incredibly cold in the room, as if the AC was on full blast, but didn't notice anything out of the ordinary other than the dogs were on high alert and staring into that room that we heard the noise. So after not seeing anything, I figured I'd better check the rest of the house. So I went downstairs where the temperature was even colder, to the point our teeth were literally chattering, and I noticed that the TV in the living room was on full volume on just the snowy static. So I turned it off and began checking the rest of the house. I go on to the next room, being the kitchen, and see that all of the lights are on, and my mother's dog was hiding under the kitchen table, shivering, and all the things on the kitchen table were on the floor. Then moved onto the other two bedrooms to find that both TVs were on full volume as well. I shut everything off and turned off the AC entirely to thaw out the house. Now was positive no one living was in the house. With all the doors locked, I went back upstairs to see our dog shivering and scared. So needless to say, I did not get any sleep that evening at all. Thankfully, I did not have to work the next day. I did, however, take time the next day to cleanse and sage the entire house to rid whatever may have followed us home. The activity stopped after that, other than the usual stagger that follows us home from an investigation. But a few weeks later, I noticed the neighbors filling up a U-Haul and moving truck. It seemed very abrupt, but I was friendly with them, so I decided to ask why they were moving. And I was told that they were moving because they had started having a lot of paranormal activity in their home, and his wife was distraught and very scared, not to mention they had a newborn baby at the time. I'll always feel bad about that because I'm positive what I had in our house had ended up in his after I had saved and cleansed the house. That's going to wrap up the preview portion of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP Bonus Episode 270. If you want to hear the full thing, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, at ghostpodcast.com or through patreon.com/realghoststories. In the rest of our episode, when a grandfather passes, he makes one final stop to take his grandson home from school and deliver an enduring message of love. Also, what do you do when you find yourself to be the conduit of choice for the dead to convey their messages to the living? One listener has far more questions than answers. That and more in this EPP bonus episode. The only way to hear the full thing is to sign up to be an extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Like I said, you get access to all 270 bonus episodes, all commercial free, access to our advanced episodes weeks before they go to the public, also commercial free, and all of our other bonus extras of being an EPP. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, and sign up today. It's only $5. Your support keeps this show afloat. Please do sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.